Tom Sawyer, Lynn Classical Girls basketball coach, is with us here. And Tom, welcome, and great to have you. Great to see you back again for the season.
Bill, thanks a lot. Thanks for having me. Enjoy talking with you, and thank you for promoting the North Shore sports scene.
Well, we're looking forward to being over here for your opener, which would be on Tuesday night against Beverly, and the home opener in girls basketball on the 15th. But what is the outlook for classical girls this year?
Yeah, we're going to be led by three seniors. We got three seniors, Shanice Hill, Shannon Magna, who are two senior co-captains. We'll be joined by a third senior, Christina Ben. So we're looking for them for senior leadership on the court, followed by a supporting cast of seven sophomores and juniors. So we'll be fairly young this year, but most of the sophomores and juniors got varsity experience last year. So we have a little bit of experience, but only three seniors on the roster.
So that's not a so-called experience. You know, I'm looking at some of the previews in the paper, and I see a lot of the inexperienced kind of, you know, everybody's coming in a little, talking about being inexperienced. And but tell me more about those three seniors. So what do they bring, and what are their positions?
Sure. Shanice Hill is our point guard, and she kind of has the ball 95% of the time in her hands and gets us into the right offense and defense, and is our floor leader. So we have big expectations of Shanice, and she'll do fine. She's a competitor, and she is the leader of our team. Shannon Magna, another senior co-captain, is a good ball handler, smart kid, very cerebral kid. Gets herself and the other kids in the right position, which is very important, and as well as a really good outside shooter. Christina Ben, the third senior, a good outside shooter. Good ball handler, and we'll be looking for her to help us out as well.
So overall, if you were to assess like a strength of the team, you got forwards, you got guards, you got defense. What would be a strength, and then what would be a concern for you?
Yeah, I think I'll start with the concern. The concern is that we're undersized. We don't have a true post player, that's okay. Being undersized, what I'm most concerned about is rebounding the basketball defensively, and then also we need to get to score via offensive rebounds, and that's obviously can be a challenge if you're undersized. So that's my concern. What do we have going for us? We have athletic kids. We got some athletic kids that are basketball players, and we're trying to push the pace and get shots before the defense can set up so that we can score in transition as opposed to a traditional setup.
Now, I know here it is Thursday afternoon. You just wrapped up a scrimmage with Georgetown. What did you learn in the scrimmage today?
Pretty much, you know, what I think that we've seen is that Shanice Hill is good with the ball in her hands, hard to stop, quick. We got to make sure that folks are running the lanes with her, because she's also a great passer and a very unselfish player, so she wants to hit the open person. So if you're running the lanes, you're going to get the ball. So I think we definitely got to work on that. And also defensively, I think we got a lot of work to do in both our zone and our man-to-man. But I thought we had a good run today against Georgetown. We got a good workout in. We played pretty well. So pleased with how the kids on the floor reacted today.
Now, who else do you have coaching with you this year, Coach?
Yeah, I have no argument the best assistant coach in the Northeast Conference, the most qualified assistant coach in the Northeast Conference, and Helen Ridley. This is her third year with me, former college coach, former Lynn Classical alumni first and foremost. An outstanding player while she was here, went to Quinnipiac on a four-year scholarship and played, got four varsity letters at Quinnipiac, and then started a career after Quinnipiac in the coaching ranks, in the college coaching ranks. So extremely qualified, and it is so important to have, because our kids, as most teams, have a lot to learn about just about the game of basketball and the fundamentals to it, and she knows them inside and out, and it's just tremendous to have her with me on the sideline for the third year.
Does her dad Jim come along with this package at all or not?
Mr. Ridley has been known to show up in the gym and offer an opinion, which is always spot on, so we don't mind taking it. So yes, he is part and parcel to the package, and that's okay with us.
Coach, how about a quick as you get up in the big air, get up in the copter and look around the rest of the Northeastern Conference and look down on everybody, what do you What teams do you think are going to be pretty competitive this year?
Yeah, I think we got a competitive league. I think Revere is really good. I think Peabody is really good, and Marblehead is really good. Those three in Danvers, those kind of ones pop out. But there's no gimmies on the schedule. Those teams would be tough to compete with, but I think we can compete with them as we can with the other teams that are in the league. But those are the teams that we know they have pieces coming back. What you don't know is the teams that maybe a freshman that comes in or something like that you're not aware of.
Yeah. All right, Coach. Anything else you want to share with us about classical basketball for this season?
Looking forward to it. This is a great group of kids, a fun group of kids. To be where they work hard. We have a good time. We have fun. We're seeing improvement from day one to, day nine now. So we've seen improvement. They want to learn. They want to do the right thing. They're good students. They're not trouble in the school building. So all of that makes it fun. And you hope you can win some games along the way and make some memories for the kids as well, something that they'll remember for a lifetime.
Yeah, great. All right, Tom, thanks for joining us, and good luck this season.
Again, thanks for having me and supporting North Shore Athletics.
Tom Sawyer, the head basketball coach, Lynn Classical Girls, here on MSONewsSports.com.